Pacifico's Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we take you places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. We're online at philhendryshow.com. We have our live video cast of the show right now, Phil TV in HD, and that means high definition. It's a high-definition thing, baby, you know. It's just, it's well-defined, and it's high.
What does that mean?
High definition means something. It means something to people to know what high definition means. It means it looks good, okay? And that's what we got. We got something that looks good. We're also, of course, on a great many affiliates across the country, well over 150,000. I don't know. I've lost count at this point. There's just so many. And no, seriously, go to our website and you can see a list of all of our affiliates, well over 120 affiliates, and other ways of enjoying our show, including our podcast. Get a backstage pass to our website, and you can enjoy us in a multitudinous fashion. 877-876 is the number here in the Phil Hendry Show to call in and to join us. Now, tonight, a couple of discussions will be underway. One of them is not going to be too comfortable, but we're going to get into it anyway. And that's with Vernon Dozier, a high school educator in Glendale, California. He is also on the board at Belmar Academy. And we're going to talk about one thing, actually, that just broke today. And it's a never-ending story. You know, we had Penn State. Now we have a story here about Dutch children being sexually abused by Catholic priests. Vernon is with us, and you've been basically a high school educator, Vernon. You don't deal with kids. And by that I mean elementary school kids, but you are getting those elementary school kids at the high school level. What do you see when they come in, when it comes to their willingness to talk about these things or the ramifications of having been affected this way?
Well, you know, Phil, the only thing you can do is, you know, if there is an issue, you talk to a counselor, you talk to, if it gets to a point where you have to take it outside the school, you get a psychologist involved, and at some point you have to get the parents involved too, I mean, almost immediately. But sometimes these children are not expressive, or they're not acting out at home, or they'll act out in school, and you find out there has been something like this. We are a private institution, and we do have a Catholic priest who chaplains our Catholic students, and we have a Protestant pastor, but we're non-denominational. And so the only thing that we can do is certainly, you know, reference the child and the family to a psychologist. But to hear about these kinds of things at this time of year is so traumatic that you wonder what you can do.
But you guys have come together at your school, and you have some kind of a think tank?
Well, we were trying to think of ways to stop this cycle of abuse. I mean, we've got the Penn State situation, which is sickening enough. Now the story here today in the L.A. Times, tens of thousands of Dutch children sexually abused by priests and other Roman Catholic religious figures in the last 65 years. Now, this is not germane to the United States necessarily, but it gives you an idea as to the scope of this problem, which is what we saw early on in the part of this decade where we had the Catholic priests. And at this particular time of the year, when you are at home with your family, and it is the Christmas time of year, and I was with my wife and a couple of my kids, my kids by my first wife, and we were watching this film. I don't know if you've seen it. I'm sure you have. It's a Christmas movie.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's the woman, a priest, that's going my way with Bing Crosby. And I'm watching this film, and I began to make some notes. And it dawned on me as I was watching this and watching how much my family was enjoying it that it's very seductive. So I made some notes, and I took them back to school, and I met with a couple of the teachers before class, kicking this around, and I said, I think that when we're dealing with the problem of children being sexually assaulted, and at the same time, there's a Christmas movies, and these priests are on the movie, and I said, this is, I think, the beginning, not the beginning, but it's an area where you start to subtly manipulate an individual into trusting them. And so I don't quite know how to go about this, but I think if we're going to see at the holiday time of year anyway, movies about the season or about, you know, religion or God or what have you, I would just as soon not see these films that have priests in them. And I know it's very difficult to...
What you're doing is you're getting rid of... you're throwing out the baby with the bathwater, aren't you?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's necessary to put a film on TV that has a, you know... I don't think it's necessary to have a film on TV that's got a priest in it when you could, you know, have so many other kinds of movies that would be just as inspirational. I think right now it's very, very... It's a very, very touchy and sensitive topic. And the other film was Boys Town. This is also...
These are not holiday movies, by the way. These are just movies about priests.
Well, no, but they show them at the holiday time. No, you're right. They're not about Christmas, but they show them about around this time.
So that you saw Boys Town and what else?
Well, it's that and Going My Way. And there's a couple of other ones. There's one I think It's a Wonderful Life, but Jimmy Stewart has got not a priest. It's got some kind of a religious figure. So, and also Miracle on 34th Street. So, if what we can do, if we can help one kid get through this time of year, it's to keep these films off of TV so that a child isn't sitting there and suddenly there's a priest on TV and. I don't know what that could bring up in that child. And
well, it seems like a small thing. It would not really have that much of an impact, though, would it?
I don't know. I think it would. I really do. I think it would have more of an impact than you or anybody else could imagine, Phil. I think that, you know, we talk out of one side of our mouth that we don't want kids molested, and out of the other side of our mouth comes put on the TV and let's see what Christmas, let's see if there's a priest on TV or something. I don't think anybody says that, but... I got so wrapped up and I got so tied up in a knot about this that I went down to the I didn't go down to Blockbuster. I had my my son get off of Netflix War of the Worlds, which was the one that was done with Gene Barry, and in it a priest walks with a cross over his head. And he is saying, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no one. And the Martian ship basically destroys this priest with a death ray of some kind. And I needed to watch that. I put it on. I put the scene on. After Jerry had gotten himself a Netflix, I put the scene on, and I watched it over and over. And
why?
I'm sorry, Phil.
Why did you do that? Because it was killing. Because this Martian ship was killing the priest?
Yes, because I needed that catharsis. I needed, on the one hand, I've got Bing Crosby, I've got Going My Way, Boys Town, It's a Wonderful Life, all of these priest movies, even as kids are being molested, and nobody's doing anything about it. They're showing the movies. So I said, well, I'm going to put on this film that shows a priest being annihilated by this so-called Martian death ray, if for no other reason, then it's going to give me some sense that there's some justice, you know. So I did that, and of course it's not the same. And
well, all right, so what's the upshot here, though? I mean, you are talking about not seeing priests on TV at Christmas time. Why? So
as I just got done saying to you, because so the kids who've been victimized by them don't have to see them, you see. And if we can take these films off of television, and take these images off of TV, then we give these kids a fighting chance not to have to see this. And I understand that some of these movies people like.
Well, some of these films you're talking about, It's a Wonderful Life and so forth, don't even have priests in them, you know.
I know that, but I think they remind everybody of that and the religious ramifications.
All right, so there's that. So taking these films off of this time of year when we have these holiday movies, I've never thought of Going My Way, but...
the other one is Bells of St. Mary's. That's another one. That's the Bells of St. Mary's has got a priest in it. So if you take this image, these priest images off of television, and you take them off of the television set so the kids don't have to be exposed to it, And the same thing goes, Phil, when we talk about Sandusky. It's not that it's a priest, but it is, it's Penn State football. And I think what I talked to Bill Arnsparger about, who's a former pro coach, as a matter of fact, I said to him, I said that, what are the chances of just taking Penn State off of television next year so we don't have to look at it? And he said to me, why punish the kids?
Yeah, why punish the football players and why punish the students?
It's for the same reason. When a kid sees, when a child that has been, you know, molested sees a priest, it's the same thing he sees when he sees Penn State. He's going to see the same kind of sickening thing.
And you think that the kid, any kid?
Yeah, yes.
And in other words, even if he hasn't had anything to do with Sandusky or any of those guys?
I think any kid, yeah. Any kid that has been assaulted or molested, if they see a priest or if they see Penn State, both of those images are going to be extremely difficult for them to deal with. And I think the time is now. We can't wait another 6 months. We can't wait another 10 months. We have to act now, and we have to act in concert with the university, as well as the different networks, if you will, the TCM and some of these networks that show these old movies, and make sure we don't have any of these films with priests in them. And if we have to talk to the networks about next year, make sure that we do not have any of these Penn State games on that a kid is going to stumble across and look at and be traumatized or otherwise have, you know, have this just thrown into his face. It would be, I think it would be a step in the right direction, Bill.
All right, well, Vernon Dozier is with us here. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. What do you think about taking Penn State off of television next year so that kids that have been molested don't have to deal with seeing that, as well as removing from television during the holiday season any films that contain the images of priests, notably Bells of St. Mary's, Going My Way, Boys Town, all of these things, all of these films, rather, that have these priest characters. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Vernon Dozier, high school educator, a board member, a high school football coach, all-around educator, an interesting guy. We'll continue our discussion of this here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Show.
877-876-PHIL on the line from Glendale, California. One of our regular contributors, Vernon Dozier, is joining us, and we're talking about this story that appeared in the LA Times here, Vernon, that I thought was very disturbing, and I agree with you. It's just I don't know when these things are going to end. The Dutch children being sexually molested. Now, you're right. It's not something that taking place in the United States. We're not talking about events that were here in the U.S., although we've certainly had those reports. This is 65 years of children being molested in the Netherlands. Your stopgap solution for all of this during the holiday season is to have priests taken off of, or rather, I should say, movies.
The idea, Phil, excuse me for interrupting.
No, go ahead.
The idea is to take off of the holiday programming on television these films that do feature these characters that are Roman Catholic priests. And again, I mentioned a couple of them, and there are others. The television show Father Murphy, which was a priest character. Anything that has any inkling of Roman Catholicism, some people are going to think that's very prejudiced of me, but it's got nothing to do with religion. It has to do with the aberrant sexual practices of some of its clerics. And then, on top of that, of course, is the Penn State scandal. And that is something I think is much more, it's going to be harder to deal with, because every time a child sees Penn State, even though the students, you're right, had nothing to do with it, even though the student body and the athletes had nothing to do with it, every time a child sees Penn State, that child is going to be sickened and traumatized looking at that.
Well, I don't know how many kids are familiar with Penn State.
No, that's got nothing to do with it. It's the fact that they heard about Penn State And what happened to them happened to them, and then they heard about Penn State. So that when someone says, you want to watch some football, sure, who's playing Penn State? The sickness begins. You know, it's almost as if one has been conditioned. If you ever saw Clockwork Orange, the way they conditioned him.
All right, our number, okay, let's just take some phone calls here and let all of this sink in, because it's a lot of information. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And let's go over here to Will. Will, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier in Glendale tonight. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Fine. I can barely hear you. So either take off the whatever you got going on there with the phone. Is that a headset or what is that?
No. Is it better?
No, it's not better.
I don't know what's going on inside.
All right. Well, go ahead and speak up.
Okay. I was just going to say that if we follow this call to its logical conclusion, we have to take off any cop show because cops have molested kids before. We have to take off any school.
Wait. When has that happened? When have cops molested kids? If you can give me some specifics.
You can look at any major city's rap sheet for any given calendar year, and you'll find.
Go ahead, give me one. Give me a case. Give me a case.
Okay, every group.
Give me a case.
You're
going to
have...
The man's saying that isn't it true that every group of people is going to have... You're going to have to stop... Hey, Will, you can stop talking, man, because your phone is really bad. He's saying, basically, that any group of people...
Yeah, well, you can say that, but I asked the gentleman, give me one case, and he can't. See, I can give him cases on...
Computer. I mean, but...
All right, you're going to need to give me a call back, man, when you get to a better cell, because your phone is really not working tonight. 877-876-PHIL. Ian, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, I just wanted to say the same thing as Will. I mean, let's just take off everything that has to do with, like, school teachers and stuff, too. I mean, the prevalence among the school teachers molesting children is much higher than it is among priests.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that. And I understand what these gentlemen are saying, Phil. I'm not trying to argue with them, but I'm saying... You don't see, if you see a school teacher, you see a guy dressed in a sweater, whatever, you know, he looks like a regular guy. Priest has got that priest collar, the priestly garments, and very identifiable. Penn State, very identifiable. The Penn State signal, the insignia, so on and so forth. That's what I'm trying to do here. You can talk about, if you want, teachers, I agree, but the glaring look of a priest... All over the news, you see priests sexually molesting kids. So I think what you have to do is start with the most glaring problem and the most public problem, and that's the priests. Then you get to Penn State, and then we could talk about some of these other things.
Yeah, but isn't that what would make school teachers much more dangerous, just because they look like every other person? They're much more camouflaged in society? I mean, as far as dressing goes?
I don't know. All I know is that we've got another news story about priests. And this is, you know, I don't know how many of these we get. So we have to attack the problem where we see it. And we've got two glaring areas, Penn State, and we've got...
Well, when you say Penn State, what exactly are you talking about?
Just Penn State. I think it's not so much a person with Penn State as it is the institution. So with priests and with Penn State, you have two very visible symbols. You got a priest... And you have Penn State. Both of those you can see.
Because they're so visible, does that mean that they should be the recipient of our censor? I mean, this man's making the point that there are teachers.
Well, Phil, if you and this gentleman can direct me to the news story that said over the course of 2 years there were all these teachers molesting kids. I mean, we had priests molesting kids left and right, and the stories were coming out left and right for about a 3-year period. If you can tell me where we're getting at.
Well, we had the stories about those women?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, what does that mean? Yeah, okay. Those were female teachers.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, yes, that is molestation. You're right, technically that is. That's not going to get people getting serious. Everybody, when you talk about a female molesting a male student, what do you get? A lot of people snickering. We don't need that.
Well, there's also
I want people to get serious.
There's also plenty of stories out there about male gym teachers that take advantage of male students and female students.
Well,
alike.
I think you may say that, sir, but I think you'd be hard pressed to find the number. No, I think we'd be very good if we just take all these priests off of TV and get rid of Penn State off of TV, and then we move on from there.
Well, I think it's
okay. Ian, thanks for your call.
Daughter, then too. All right.
Yeah, 877 is true. 877-876 Phil.
What do you say about goodbye? I happen to like Goodbye Cotter. What's it called, Goodbye Cotter?
Welcome Back Cotter.
No, he said Goodbye Cotter.
No, but there's the show is Welcome Back Cotter. But he's right. What about Welcome Back Cotter?
I don't know that show. I know Goodbye Cotter.
And all right, hold on. 877-876 Phil. Do you think taking priests off of TV shows and Penn State off of TV will help kids that have been molested so they don't have to look at them? Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show. With me is Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. As we're talking here about the now a new story about the molestation of kids. This is from the Netherlands. 65 years of Catholic priests and Roman Catholic figures, and the church officials failing to take adequate measures to protect these kids. And we're talking about a very, very small-scale solution to this problem here, Vernon, and that is taking off of television over the holiday season films that show priests and not showing Penn State football. Now, you know that, as we've said, the Penn State players, Penn State students haven't done a thing. Little kids may not be fully aware of Penn State football as much as they may be aware of priests. I don't really know what good you're going to do with that, you know.
I'll tell you what the good with the Penn State.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the good you're going to do with it. When you take Penn State football off of television, the parents are going to complain. And when the children ask, well, what do you complain about? They'll say Penn State. They took it off of TV because of the molestation. The kids will be familiar with that, and they'll say, that's right, you know. And I'm sure the children will weigh in favor of the ban or prohibition, if you will, because they're kids, and they know what's at stake. They know that having a look at Penn State playing football and enjoying themselves while they're sitting there at risk of having this happen to them, I don't think that you're going to find a kid in America that's going to be going against that. As far as the priests go, again, I don't think you're going to have kids who will go against you or me if we say, let's get these priests off of TV, even if it is some old movie.
Well, you know, because you are talking about old black and white films like Bing Crosby and Going My Way, Bells of St. Mary's, whatever they are. I don't know how that relates to the modern molestation problem.
It's the symbol. It's the symbol. Talk about Boys Town, any priest, it's the symbol, the priest. I don't care if it is Bing Crosby or and it's unfortunate because Bing Crosby was a very popular entertainer, and it's unfortunate that Bing Crosby, who was very, very loved as an entertainer, and the American people enjoyed him very much, it's unfortunate that kids are going to look at him in his priest costume and think he's some kind of a sick, twisted, you know.
All right, 8-7, so I don't even know if the little kids are going to know it's Bing Crosby.
Well, that's true, but, you know. In the character that he's playing.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. Let me go over here. I got two guys on the line, and I forget who's who. I think I got Jeff over here. Is this Jeff?
This is. How you doing?
Go ahead, Jeff. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I just had a few comments when I called in, and one was, you know, molesters come from a broad range of backgrounds, ethnics, you know, you name it. But what he was looking for examples of a sheriff or a police officer who was molesting kids. We have one here in Wisconsin, northwest Wisconsin, in Dunn County. This guy was in charge of taking youths after school, if they'd been convicted of minor crimes, and mentoring and tutoring these kids so they wouldn't continue down that path. And it turns out he was molesting all of these young boys in his home after school for years.
Well, now, Phil told me about this as I was on hold, and I went and I looked in Google for this story that you're talking about. I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah,
now,
it's
you're making this up. If you're making this up, my friend, you'd be up for a lawsuit. You know that.
Oh, hey. No. It's no
problem. You know
problem.
That, don't
think,
you?
Matter of fact, I think that it's just south of the
mountain. I'm looking here in the Google, and there's nothing here about a sheriff in Dunn County. County, Wisconsin.
Menominee.
Try what? That's right. It's not my job to do your homework for you. Right. So what you've done here is you've indicted a man. You've called a man a child molester.
Yep.
And you aren't sure.
He's facing like
Let me tell you what I'm going to do. And you're sure it's Dunn County? You're sure it's Dunn County? Yep.
As a matter of fact, I think it's Menominee in Dunn County.
Okay, so in other words, you called the sheriff of Dunn County a child molester, and you weren't even sure. If I was able to get your name and call you a child molester all over the national radio, I don't think you'd appreciate that.
Hey, and besides that...
So you need to be very, very careful, and that just proves what I'm saying. Priests who are all over the TV set we know about.
Well, look... Let's forget this particular story. Let's talk about whether, you know, is it possible here that we have, you know...
I don't know of one single case. I haven't heard one person call up and give me a verifiable case of a police officer molesting children.
Yeah, you know, here's one for you.
No, I don't want you giving me more of your baloney cases, because you don't have the facts. You don't have the facts,
NBC,
sir.
NBC, to catch a predator. They're right on there. They're MPs from the military. There's doctors, lawyers, you name it.
They haven't been convicted. They ain't been convicted enough. I've seen that show. They've never been convicted. I've seen that show. And they ain't been on trial.
Yeah. You're crazy.
They haven't been on trial.
Yeah, well,
okay. All right, so what? Okay, I think I have to see Vernon's side on this one a little bit, Jeff. You're bringing up a lot of hearsay stuff that's... But I think it's also ridiculous to say that nobody...
I've never heard of a cop molesting a kid.
Okay, you've never heard of it. Are you telling me that it's never happened?
You should go ahead and give me the case. This guy here, he's struck. He's 0-2.
I'll put up $100,000. I'll give you my name off the air, and when I come up with the guy's name,
$100,000.
I'll bet you whatever amount of money you want. I'll give you my name after the show. I'll get you the case number, and I'm going to be rich.
Well, you give me the case number, and once I see it, then I'll decide whether I want to bet you.
Oh, no. I'll get the case number, and I'll bring it in a padded envelope, sealed and signed and notarized, and we'll bet on this program.
No. I'm not going to place a bet with you once you have the sealed and signed. I want you to get that.
Oh, so what you're
and
saying
then
is,
I will decide.
It's only hearsay. If I'm saying it, but
right.
If I have proof, then you're not willing to stand your ground. What religion
if you have,
are you?
Why would I want to bet you if you've got proof? But by the same token, how do I know you've got the right case number?
What?
That's
religion?
True too.
Are you a religious man?
Am I a religious man?
Yeah,
yes, very much so. Very much so. Very much so. Yes.
Right.
Very
right.
much so.
So
yes.
When you're singling out these priests as the molesters, doesn't that just show you how strong Satan really is? You know, I know these priests...
No, I don't believe. You said you asked me if I was religious. Who said he believed in Satan? I don't believe in Satan.
Oh.
I believe in God, but I don't believe it. I can tell you this much. We're talking about priests, but you came up with cops, and you ain't got one shred of proof about cops, so...
All right, you guys make your bet, and we'll see what happens. Thank you very much, Jeff, for your call. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. I don't know what to say. You know, other than to say that you know, we've had a difference of opinion there on that, and I will tell you this: I think it's a little naive, though, for you to come out here and say, well, "Let's get all the priests off of TV and let's get all of the Penn State football off of TV," but all these other professions, no.
Look, Phil, all I know is that the Catholic priests have been in the news. They've been front and center, very evident on television, and Penn State football. I don't know why that's hard for you to understand. If I see a Penn State football game and I'm a kid at risk of being molested, I'm fearing for my life, and here comes Penn State running out of the tunnel. I mean, I'm going to be sick to my stomach with fear, and you don't want to help that child.
I don't understand how that works. What do you mean?
What do I mean?
I mean, in other words, they've heard about Jerry Sandusky, and they know that this man named Jerry... But I'm a kid. I'm 8, 9, 10 years old. I see Penn State running out of the tunnel, and I'm going to get sick?
Yes, you're going to get sick. Because you heard what they do to kids there.
You know, I got to tell you, it's a sick, sick story. And it's true that there were members of the faculty there and members of the administration there that either committed these acts or covered them up or what have you. But to say that... the actual symbol of Penn State, the Nittany Lion, the white helmet and the blue shirts and the school and all of that causes people to get sick to their stomach. You know,
I didn't say people, Phil. I said kids that are at risk of being molested, or God, you know, may God, God love them, have actually experienced that thing. And they've been through this, and now they see Penn State running out of the tunnel, jumping up and down like it's the 4th of July. I think that not only would sicken me, I think if I was a kid, that would be the beginning stages for me of a very murderous heart. And
you think that if a kid has got murder in his heart as the result of seeing Penn State running out of the tunnel, getting them off of TV is going to change that? I don't think so, okay?
No, look, Phil, I'm not one of these liberals.
Well, you're talking just like a liberal. You're talking about somebody who believes censorship is the way, controlling this information is the way to solve these violent and traumatic acts that people commit on each other. All right, let's take a break. 877-876-PHIL. If I see Penn State running out of the tunnel and I'm a kid, I'm going to get sick. Will be, maybe. Hell, I'm an adult, and when I see Penn State running out of the tunnel, I get sick. But not because of this Sandusky stuff. It's because most likely I bet them. And, all right, anyway, 877-876-PHIL. Sorry. World famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
No, I don't.
That's what you just said.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
That's very interesting. Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. I'm not backing you up at all.
I don't think that when I'm talking about these kids that are at risk, and I say to you that there is a chance that a child that has been sexually assaulted or is fearful of that, that when they see the Penn State athletic program, the Penn State football program, come out of the tunnel or they're on the field playing or what have you, there is a real risk that that child is going to experience some kind of an erotic event, I think, where you're going to have a problem with that kid later on. They're going to see Penn State, and it's almost like the old that old joke about, you know, don't say the word buffalo. I don't know if you remember the old Three Stooges gag, but
I don't, but you're saying that the kid is going to be...
The child will be triggered by that, triggered by the look of this, just the image of that football team. And you're going to have somebody, brother, I don't want to be, you remember that guy I shouldn't bring it up, but you remember the man that literally cut that lady's head off in that gift shop in the...
Well, you know what, you're not a psychologist, and neither am I.
Yeah, absolutely right, Phil.
But I think that's a very extreme comment, just to be honest with you. 877-876-PHIL. And I think I have, is this Sandy?
Yes.
Nope, this is not. Sandy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Hi, Phil. Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, Vern. Yes.
This is Vernon Dozier.
So far off base. He obviously knows, personally knows, no child abuse survivors.
And are you trying to, I'm off base.
Excuse me.
What you're saying, I'm off base.
There's a lot of sickening television content, lot of it. And
there's
no,
a lot
this
of
is
it.
Not, a child isn't going to relate a football game to a molestation.
No. No, the kid's not going to relate a football game, but the child will see the uniforms and the Nittany Lion.
Only if it's built into their head, sir. You have no concept of what mentally influences a child.
Well, ma'am, I dare say that what are your credentials? I mean, I'm saying we do know that people can be triggered. And I fear for the day that a kid that's been molested is an adult man of, say, 30, and he's in a bar, and he sees the Nittany Lions run out onto a field, and
well,
the next thing you know, you've got a situation. You've got a SWAT team.
Out of the middle of nowhere 20 years later, magically. It doesn't happen overnight like that.
Excuse me. I've heard about these flashbacks, haven't you? What's her name? Roseanne Barr said she had a flashback.
Oh, well.
You know? And... So if the Nittany Lions trigger,
I have spoken to psychologists, and I personally know more than one child molestation survivor. And
oh, my God.
They're not going to all of a sudden snap out of the clear blue. These would be one in a million instance that anything could be triggering.
Can I play for you? Your name is Sandy, and Phil, if we wouldn't mind, I've got a tape recording that we use in our audio visual. I want to play for Sandy. This is a tape of a function. It was on television that a friend of mine who had been sexually molested as a kid saw. Now, he saw this as it came on television. I want you to listen to his reaction, if you wouldn't mind.
Did you hear paternal? I'm going to get you.
All right, did you hear that, Sandy? Sandy?
A little.
He said, paterno, I'm going to get you. You heard that.
That guy sounded like he was mental.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Just made my point for me.
Yeah.
In other words, it sounded to me like the guy was nuts.
You just made my point. Yeah, nuts. Now, the guy that was on TV was not Joe Paterno. The guy that was on TV was another guy by the name of Paterno, but... And it had nothing to do with sexual molestation. My friend, yes, he had been through that. But the guy he saw on TV owed him money from a contract. But do you see what I mean?
No, I don't see what you mean.
Neither
no, I don't.
I beg pardon? See, I think Sandy doesn't know what to say now because I just proved that she's...
That doesn't prove anything.
Yeah, it does. You just heard the guy screaming Paterno.
Yeah, that's not the same Joe Paterno. You said it's another Paterno.
It is. See, Sandy?
You know what? Now I'm confused. It's not Joe Paterno. It's another Paterno. It's somebody that owes him money from a contract.
Yes, but the point is he had a psychotic episode seeing the guy.
Yeah, but he's just pissed at that guy. It's got nothing to do with him being triggered into violence by something that he heard or saw.
I don't know. Let's listen to it one more time.
Get you, Paterno! Oh, yeah!
All right, now, Sandy, you heard that. And you heard him say, it's you, Paterno, oh, yeah.
It's a guy that owes him money.
Besides, that has nothing to do with the child drilling it into a child's head what particular people at this school have done. The children
I don't want to take any chance. I just don't want to take chances. Why take the chance? I say we get priests.
You better not leave your house.
Well, look, we're talking about children here. So we all want to get priests. I want to get Penn State.
Molested in their homes. The majority of children are molested in their own homes.
I agree, and that's why I think that when we talk about, for instance, gardeners
we
and
don't
domestic
have to
people,
you just need to teach your children not to trust anyone, and it doesn't mean priests. It means anyone.
Even their parents. Okay, nice. Yeah, thanks, Sandy. Thanks a lot.
Well, no, not necessarily mistrust in that sense, but we certainly have to educate kids as to what is proper and what is improper, even if the improper behavior is on the part of their parents. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. They cannot be afraid to report that. I know adult people today who were abused as children and were told by their parents, if you go to school and report this, it's going to be bad for you.
Yes.
And it scared them as children. And they even when the teachers at the school said, what's wrong with you and why do you have that bruise? And, oh, it's nothing. And so they were scared to death.
Yes.
Well, I don't know who you, but you must hang out with some weird people. Wow. You know what I mean, Sandy? Henry must hang out.
What do you mean I must hang out with weird people?
What do you mean you know people? I don't know anybody like that.
Well, you ought to get with it, man, and start learning a little
bit.
That's
what I said. This man doesn't live in the real world.
I don't know. Sure. Are you ready for who this guy knows, though? It's like all these people.
Okay, fine. Thank you, Sandy, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know what you mean by that.
What do I mean? You're all like, I know people that, some of the people you know.
Woo!
Way out there.
Well, you know what? It's a very real thing. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Antonio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I first want to start off, and I want to say that the gentleman that's talking this evening, what he's saying, it might not be something. There might not be something that people want to really hear, and you probably don't really want to talk about what he's saying. On his basic theory, and his
you agree with me. You agree with me, Antonio, don't you? You agree with me. When a kid sees Penn State football, wants to commit murder.
And he is absolute. See, this is something that is not that easy.
Thank you very much.
Now,
that's all I need from you. I just need it for you to agree with me. I don't need to listen to you. Take it off the radio, Bill.
I won't. I want to listen to the man.
He let me talk. I would like to say.
Yeah, go ahead. But you can talk, but it's not. It's superfluous now.
Let me talk. I would like to say
the point. I'd like you to talk, but there's no point in you talking because
you won't let me talk.
You're not going to. You don't stick. I guess he's like a.
Would you shut up? I couldn't even hear the guy. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
What do you say? Phil. He was trying to say something about a no-stick pan.